on the Davidson Sports Network. The Bob McKillop Show is on the air, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show is brought to you by Barings, investing in lasting change together. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas. The Famous Toastery, breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. Now, alongside the head coach of the Wildcats, Bob McKillop, here's the voice of Davidson basketball, Jared Letch.
Welcome to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield. The Wildcats coming off two more Atlantic 10 road wins this past week, continuing to demonstrate the toughness and heart of this Davidson team. With head coach Bob McKillop, I'm Jared Letch inside Belk Arena. And coach, let's get right into the week that was for the Cats. It started with a 63-61 win against VCU on the road Tuesday night at Siegel Center. That was a back-and-forth game, runs by both sides. The Wildcats got out in front by as many as 10 in that opening half before responding to a late first-half run by VCU with some big mo to take an 8-point lead into the locker room.
You know, the first half, we were aggressive, but more importantly, we did not turn the ball over, did not give them opportunities to score in transition or off of pick sixes. And once they were able to convert that kind of pressure from their defense into scores, into stops, we found ourselves behind the eight ball.
Now, against the Rams, you're forced to manage the pressure, like you mentioned, throughout the game in a hostile environment. And despite the turnovers, the Cats did shoot 50% from the field, 50% from three, and almost 80% from the line.
Well, it shows you what kind of shooters we have, number one. Number two, the fact that our guys help each other get open and do move the ball. So we get good shots because we have good shooters, but we also have guys who are willing to sacrifice. Whether it's a hostile environment or any kind of environment, VCU's pressure is extraordinary. They are relentless. They do it at five spots. They have an army of guys on the bench to come in and give them great stamina. So this is a tough customer every time you step on a court against VCU.
And how many different ways do you try to simulate and prepare for that? And you can't get it, we know, until you get into the game. It's not the same as
in
practice.
Sometimes we've had as many as seven defenders on the court playing against our five guys to simulate what seems to be seven guys defensively from VCU every time you touch the ball. So we can't simulate at all their quickness, their length, their break on the ball, their instinct, their repetitive habits, their relentless nature. But we can add two other bodies on a court that somewhat gives us a different look.
Now, coming down the stretch, Wildcats closed the game on a 10-2 run, sparked by a big three from Luka Brankovic, some free throws late, and a strong defensive performance that limited them to just 2 points over the final 5 minutes.
Well, how often has Luka come up with a big three at crunch time? I can recall at East Carolina. I can recall, obviously, this game right here. I can recall Richmond. Rhode Island, he's made big shots at big times, and that's the maturity that has been evolving every day in practice and every game we've played. Free throw shooting has become something that we can really look at and say, wow, we're getting better as free throw shooters. Last year, I think we shot 67%. We're up to 78.9% this year, I believe, or close to it. So as a result, that 10% swing in free throw shooting is a big, big factor.
At the very end of that game, Mike Jones, a defensive play, working not to foul Ace Baldwin in a final game situation.
Wow, what a tough cover that is. Ace is quick. He's aggressive. He knows how to get to the rim. And he even got two looks on it, then had to be helped out by, and Mike stopped the first one, and then Lee was able to get a hand up on the second one. But equally important was Luka Brankovic. The theory we have is that a lot of people do not box on the last second shot. They watch it go and they freeze. In both occasions on those two shots, Luka did hit a guy that could have been an offensive rebound for them.
So moving ahead to Fordham, which ended in a 69-66 Davidson victory on Saturday at Rose Hill Gym in the Bronx, following two games in the midst of great atmospheres. We spoke pregame about the need for the bench, individual team members to create energy without fans in the building. That seemed to build more in the second half. And Sam mentioned to us in postgame that the Cats were on their heels a little bit early because Fordham came out with a bunch of energy on their side.
Well, you're going to expect energy, a home game. They're very, very inspired by a new coaching staff, a new culture that's being created. They've had success. So we could not be surprised by that, but, boy, it really knocked us on our heels. And having Luka get that second foul early wiped him out and disrupted our rhythm somewhat. We come out in the second half, and the same thing happened, and we're down 13 points at the 17-minute mark, I think. And we got a break. We made a couple of good plays, and all of a sudden it's a single-digit game, and all of a sudden we kept chipping away.
And Fordham employed a unique defensive strategy during that game, intended to pressure, deny the perimeter. That led to strong performances by Luka, Sam, Nelson, but the guards still significant amount of credit in getting them in a position to work.
You know, the work by Foster, by Lee, by Mike, by Dez, by Emery to move the ball, to make the cuts, to set the screens, to space out, took great energy because Fordham was relentless in their denials, particularly at Michael and Lee and Foster's spot. And it was that constant pressure from baseline to end line at the took them out of the scoring opportunities they had, but they were, again, good enough teammates and unselfish enough and understanding that sacrifice equals reward so that both Sam and Luka and even Nelson were able to capitalize upon it.
And you could see courtside the amount of communication that was happening from your veteran leaders, Foster, Luka, Mike, on a number of occasions in a huddle there, talking through, continuing to fight to get the lead back.
The leadership of the three captains has been sensational. I alluded to that with those three on Saturday night after we regrouped back here. Luka's leadership is a quiet leadership, but it's one that he has every day by the way he clearly works to be as good as he can become. There is not a drill that he is not fully committed to being involved with and getting better at. And he takes that same attitude into the game. Foster's got this IQ kind of leadership where he's always thinking the game and really does a terrific job of making sure we are where we're supposed to be, what could happen, anticipating in advance a defensive change, an offensive change, what might work. For example, one of those last plays, a side out of bounds, it was Foster who initiated the long pass to Nelson and then the pass right back to Foster because of his shooting ability and because of the way they were face guarding him. And then Mike was just a constant voice in huddles on the court, as was Foster. And I was just elated at the three guys and how they led us, not just on Saturday, but as they've led us throughout the season.
Now, one of the guys you were without was Grant Huffman off the bench. How much did that hurt? I guess a little bit. And having him and how you had to manage some of those minutes?
Well, it interrupts your rhythm. There's no doubt about it. Grant has given us such great minutes, and I think he's played almost 20 minutes a game for us. And he's a very steady influence in the backcourt. He's a prime-time defender, a very good rebounder. And you think about the games that we've won where he's gotten a big-time rebound at a big-time moment, and guards usually don't do that. So we certainly did miss him.
So, Coach, put a bow on both of these games. How proud were you and the staff of the toughness the team showed? Continue to battle in both of these, and overall, I guess, this three games on the road, three Ws.
Well, I could say that ever since we started A-10 play, the month of January has been an adventure in challenges which we've answered the bell and have had tremendous experiences at playing in close games, playing with a lead, losing a lead, regaining a lead, holding on to a lead, making big-time plays at big-time moments. So we've had a history of that in this whole month of January.
Well, that's going to take us into our first break. When we come back, we will continue the conversation with Coach. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield.
At Ortho Carolina, personalized orthopedic care goes beyond my appointment. Accessible, comprehensive, and compassionate. It's my care, my way.
Schedule your appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
Performance is a constant. Obstacles are fleeting. We are formed by the unrelenting hand of discipline. A second built on years. Victory built on humility. We are process. Drive. Persistence. We are Bearings.
The happiest you is the healthiest you. And the healthiest you is the one that chooses Atrium Health. As the region's most trusted healthcare partner, we're committed to helping people live mindfully, meaningfully, and joyfully in every community, large and small. And every day, we're finding new ways to make unrivaled health easier, more personalized, and more complete than ever before. The best care for a more full life. Atrium Health, official healthcare provider of the Davidson Wildcats.
Nestled in historic Davidson Cottage Mill, the Brick House Tavern offers a unique blend of nostalgia with a contemporary flair. Sample the offerings of their extensive tap room or enjoy lunch or dinner in the expansive dining room. And once again this season, the Brick House Tavern is the home of Davidson Athletics. Relive every win with fellow Wildcat fans after every game. So for lunch, dinner, or game day, make your destination the Brick House Tavern.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. Jared Latch, Bob McKillop back with you. And since we were in your hometown, Coach, over the weekend, you've mentioned one of your final high school games was played at Rose Hill. What are your memories of that experience and just the history of that place in general?
The guy that beat us that day, we lost by 2 points. With 14 seconds to go, Brian Adrian, a Hall of Famer here at Davidson, for Archbishop Malloy, made a wing jump shot to beat us, and it was the quarterfinals of the city championship, and that was a sensational league that year. You had Dean Memminger, the legendary New York Knicks Marquette player who played for Rice. You had Charlie Yelverton, another great Rice player. Jimmy Larranaga, the coach at Miami, was on Archbishop Malloy. Kevin Joyce, the phenomenal All-American at South Carolina, was on Archbishop Malloy. A local charlatan, Bobby Carver, was on Archbishop Malloy and eventually went to South Carolina and played with Kevin and Bobby Kremins down there. So it was quite a memory because of the personalities, the individuals, the teams, the history, the tradition, and Rose Hill at that time was a storied arena, much like Cameron is today. Of course, much smaller in size, but one that held magic. And a couple of years later, that magic was certainly very in vision when Digger Phelps came to Fordham. And then before he stayed there long, he went to Notre Dame. But he started a great tradition here at Fordham.
Well, staying on the New York topic, as a teenager, what was Bob McKillop like on the courts and the parks and the baseball fields around the city?
He was not a nice guy. You know, he fought and got in fights and competed and hated to lose.
Now, when you were coming out of college, as we move ahead at Hofstra, was playing professional basketball your focus as you took part in training camp with the Sixers, or did you already know there was a part of you that wanted to move on to teaching coach?
I never grew up thinking about being a teacher or a coach. I dreamed about playing center field for the New York Yankees. Unfortunately, the New York Yankees didn't know that. And if they did, they probably would have just cast me aside.
And that position was occupied as well.
Yeah, it was. Mickey was roaming center field pretty gracefully. When I went to the Sixers training camp, I was already hired as a teacher and coach at Holy Trinity. And I can remember in the Hilton Hotel in Scranton, Pennsylvania, in the sixth floor, sharing a room with Manny Leakes from Niagara, a free agent as well as I was, and Luther Green, who had already had 3 or 4 years in the ABA from LIU. I shared a room with those two. And they're watching TV and listening to music. And I have a world history book out because I was preparing lessons. If I was to be cut, I'd have to be at Holy Trinity the next day teaching history class. So it was kind of an interesting dynamic, and sadly, I allowed that to destroy my dream. I did not fully commit to making that team. I had an alternative, and when you have an alternative, sometimes, you know, there's fear, there's sometimes not wholehearted commitment, and as committed as I was to getting there and had been positioned to make it, having an alternative, and I got a little intimidated. I was, you know, I was weak, and I forever have regretted that.
Now, winner of 5 New York High School State Championships as a coach, are those moments and games still in the memory bank and of great games, and do you use those still now to this day?
Well, I use the lessons from them, and what perhaps is more important is the treasured memories that they are. There are treasured relationships, and to this day I stay in touch with many of those players who played for me at both Holy Trinity and Long Island Lutheran. Of course, the two most prominent being Matt Daugherty and Bill Wennington. But there are a host, a large number of others who constantly stay in touch, and it's very invigorating and inspiring to know that they're still part of my life as I am part of their lives.
I want to change gears a moment. Post-game film review. Now, when we watch the staff on the bus and the plane, can you shed light into the breakdown of film with the assistants as well as yourself? Are they compiling general notes to bring back and discuss, or are they individually tasked with certain things they're looking for?
Now, each coach breaks the game down, analyzes from a standpoint of offense, defense, special teams, individuals. And they file a report with me. I do the same thing. We compile it all together and then assess what can we do going forward to improve, what do we need to eliminate, what do we need to add, what do we need to get better at. So it's a concerted effort, a collective effort upon a part of our coaching staff. And then today we will show the post-game clips from Fordham. We took off yesterday, so the first part of today's practice will be geared towards film clips from the Fordham game that we have certainly custom made to fit what we have to do on Wednesday. So experiences that maybe we saw Saturday that can carry over and improve as our preparation occurs for Wednesday.
Now, playing with the target on your back, we touched on this a little bit the other day, and you've been in this situation plenty of times. Is it still a growing process and for this group of cats realizing that everybody's best shot is coming on every night?
Well, I think that's the nature of the Atlantic 10, not so much that it's a target on our back. It's a new experience for this team, this program in the A-10 where that exists because we haven't been in that position before. So unlike the Southern where we had the amount of success that we did, I think we had 3, maybe 4 years where we were undefeated in conference play, and I think there was one grouping of years where we had won, I think, 45 straight games in conference play. Maybe it was 44, 45. The pressure in that environment was absolutely extraordinary in the Southern Conference because it was a daily experience, a yearly experience. And we haven't had to face that at this point.
So, Coach, one thing I want to hit on in this segment, clutch free throws. You touched on some of them in the last couple of games, but Luca, Foster specifically, and 4 for 4 from Nelson in the Fordham game. How much does that reflect the work that starts in practice?
Well, that's a indication of our players' own personal commitment to do something, shoot a free throw, with not just a physical technique, but a mental technique as well. And it is so challenging and requires such great mental toughness to do that day after day after day, the same routine, something that seems to be so simple, but incredibly challenging and difficult. And our guys have taken it to heart. They really work at it. As I said, they don't just work at it technically and physically. They work at it mentally and emotionally. And to me, that's the pivotal aspect of free throw shooting. It's the same shot, the same routine every time, but it also has to be the same emotional mindset every time. Winning, losing, home, away, loud, quiet, end of game, early game, middle game, there's an extraordinary amount of variations that can occur with that free throw, but it's the same shot and you have to have that same mentality.
Another of your players that has just continued to grow all year, we've seen the fruits of it, is Mike Jones. I have to imagine there's a lot that goes unnoticed, weight room, film, et cetera, that he does to continue his development.
Committed to be the best he can become. And remarkably, he's on that same track that Lee was last year, 50-40-90, where he's 50% from the floor, 40% from three, 90 from the foul line. And, I mean, to have a guy do it last year and then have another guy possibly hover around that number this year is absolutely sensational.
Well, Coach, it's time for another quick break. When we come back, we'll look ahead in the preview segment presented by Famous Toastery as we focus on Wednesday's Pepsi T-shirt stripe out back in Belk Arena as the Cats continue Atlantic 10 play against VCU. This is the Bob McKillop Show from Learfield, powered by Ortho Carolina.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care feels like home because video visits bring my provider to me. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
When is it time to think about your money? When you get a job, get married, start a family, buy a home? At First Citizens Bank, we know the time to think about your money is when you're thinking about your life. Choose a bank that's thinking about it too. Learn more at firstcitizens.com, because money isn't everything, but so much depends on what you do with your money. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Member FDIC.
Out here, we charge into the heartland with Mountain Dew. Out here, there's no rush hour, just the rush of flying wide open on glassy water at 5 a.m. with your first Dew in hand. And there's no spin class, just bright green spinnerbait that ironically matches your second Dew. Out here, we don't just play big buck hunt, we hunt actual big bucks. And out here, the best road is off-road, and the color of your truck is mud. Out here, it's Dew.
Famous Toastery is a proud sponsor of the Davidson College Wildcats. Join us for classic favorites like our stuffed French toast or flapjacks piled high with your favorite toppings. Stop by for lunch on the go with our savory wraps and sandwiches, or fuel up before a busy game day supporting your Davidson Wildcats. Come visit us at Famous Toastery or order online for convenient pickup at famoustoastery.com/order.
It's now time to preview the next opponent, presented by Famous Toastery. Start your day at the Famous Toastery, the home for breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once.
Welcome back. Jared Latz alongside Bob McKillop. In this segment, we look ahead to preview the matchup tomorrow, or Wednesday, I should say, as the Cats return to Belk Arena to face a similar foe in VCU, presented by our partners at the Famous Toastery. And Coach, when you look at this matchup, when playing an opponent twice in a little over a week, do you expect any tweaks, or do you expect, for the most part, these teams to come out and just battle it out again?
I clearly think that both us and VCU will analyze very closely what happened last Tuesday, see the things that can be tweaked, see the things that can be improved, see the things that need to be eliminated. And they're very well coached. They're very determined. They had a great win over St. Joe's on Saturday or Friday. So they're in a winning mood right now. And certainly we know that we've got a challenge that is going to be extraordinary on our hands on Wednesday night.
And after three in a row on the road, it's going to be nice to get back in this building and feed off some of the energy of the Davidson crowd.
We've had a great environment at home. Our crowd has been sensational. The D-block for the Rhode Island game was just out of this world. The Massachusetts victory was a very, very good one. And, of course, those games in December and in November now seem like distant memories, but the crowd is not a distant memory. It's something that is very vibrant and inspiring and energetic, and we're anticipating and hopeful and believing there'll be a great crowd on Wednesday night.
What are your early keys to this game?
You definitely have to handle a basketball with poise. If you can't handle a basketball with poise, you're giving up pick sixes. So that is key number one and key number 1A and key number 1B handle the basketball. So we're going to focus in on that today.
Well, Coach, thank you so much for your time. As always, final thoughts before we let you go.
Hard to believe we're coming to the end of January. It's been an exceptionally joyful year, and having the opportunity to coach these young men and work with this assistant coaching staff has been just such a great, great experience for me. They have taught me incredible amounts of information about the game, about themselves, about life, and I feel overjoyed being able to coach this team.
Well, Coach, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll take one final break, wrap up the show, as well as provide information on our upcoming broadcast. This is the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina from Learfield.
Hey, Wildcat fans, no matter how you celebrate game day, it's all about the food. And Harris Teeter has everything you need. Delicious subs and wraps, fresh hot store-made pizza, all sizes of party platters are ready to serve wing trays, just to name a few. Plus, with Harris Teeter fuel points, you can earn free fuel with every purchase you make, up to $1 off per gallon. Stop at your Harris Teeter for great savings on all your game day needs, or download the HT app to order ahead. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries.
Did you know Hendrix Business Systems is now the official document solutions provider of the Wildcats? If you're looking for the best and most reliable copy, scan, and print document management solutions, Hendrix Business Systems is the perfect choice for your team. As an authorized Canon, HP, and Xerox dealer, Hendrix has been serving their North and South Carolina clients the latest technology for over 44 years. To learn more, visit HendrixBusiness.com. That's Hendrix with an X, business.com. Hendrix Business Systems, where your image is our business.
As a proud supporter of Davidson College basketball, the team at Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet also stresses the staples of trust, commitment, and care. They care about their customers and have honest out-the-door pricing with no hidden fees. Choose from a huge selection of Chevrolet cars, trucks, and SUVs, plus Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet will be there after the sale with award-winning service. Go to the dealer you can trust, Dale Earnhardt Chevrolet. Find new roads on Highway 16 south of Newton and online at EarnhardtChevy.com.
At Ortho Carolina, my personalized orthopedic care begins with the click of a mouse because online scheduling saves me time. Ortho Carolina, my care, my way.
Schedule your in-person or virtual appointment today at orthocarolina.com.
Welcome back to the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. Just a reminder, you can join us Wednesday, 8:15 p.m. for a tip time. That's just after 8:30 here inside Belk Arena against VCU. Visit DavidsonWildcats.com for tickets, as all fans will receive a free T-shirt courtesy of Pepsi. And then following the game on Wednesday, another home game, opportunity to be here against LaSalle. That is a noon tip-off time. And we need a full house here on Wednesday night. For now, the 25th-ranked team in the country. The newest AP poll is out, and the Davidson Wildcats are ranked 25th in the country. And as always, all broadcasts can be found via ESPN 730 The Game Charlotte, WHIP 1350, 99.3 FM Mooresville, WGNC 1450, and 101.1 FM Gastonia and Charlotte, and stream live on the new Varsity app and by heading to DavidsonWildcats.com. And you look at this Davidson team right now, the winners of 15 in a row, 16-2. They're off to a perfect start in the A-10. And this Wednesday night game is a rematch of what happened just over a week ago. But the Cats went on the road up to a very hostile Siegel Center and walked away with a 63-61 win. And as you heard from Coach, it's always imperative, no matter what, taking care of the basketball. And they look to do that against VCU. And it will be nice to be back home after three straight games on the road, which, again, were wins against Richmond, VCU, and Fordham. For Bob McKillop, I'm Jared Latch. Have a great rest of your day, and so long for now from Davidson.
On the Davidson Sports Network, this has been the Bob McKillop Show, powered by Ortho Carolina. The Bob McKillop Show has been brought to you by Bearings, investing in lasting change together. Pepsi, born in the Carolinas. First Citizens Bank, forever first. Atrium Health, the best for the Carolinas.
The Famous Toastery, breakfast, lunch, and brunch, all at once. Harris Teeter, where Wildcat fans shop for groceries. And by Ortho Carolina, you improved. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Davidson Sports Network.